Welcome to it. Hello. I'm defensive over Mason Graham this morning.
That's why he should be.
He threw up at camp, so what? He threw up. Guys throw up.
Clearly, football's not for him.
Like, what was that?
Hack! People lose their minds
Where
over people on the internet you never
from?
Even heard of. What are we talking about here? I mean, what's the issue? What the hell is the issue here? 216-474-0092. You never threw up during sports? Did you throw up during sports?
Yes, absolutely. And I remember it was eighth grade track.
Ooh.
Eighth grade came out that first week. Was a meat grinder.
Did you run it during the rest of the...
No, I stopped to start working.
Oh.
But I did. I went through the hell week and puked on the first day. It was hell week.
There you go.
You're supposed to puke. Yeah, right. Why aren't they all puking? Shouldn't they all be puking? Like, people think they're in football shape on the first day. Nobody's in football shape when you first get there, right?
No.
Isn't that the whole point? Same thing as training camp. Training camp, the whole thing is getting people into shape. Now, they don't do the two-a-days like they used to.
Some do, some don't. Some do, some don't. It's kind of like a modified two-a-day, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But they find ways to get around it. 216-474-0090. You're talking about NFL? NFL, yeah, they have very strict rules. I'm sorry, I thought you meant football in general. I beg your pardon. The NFL, no. But in general, some have like kind of a workaround type of deal. It's a little bit of a gray area there when it comes to some places. But we'll talk about that another time. Yeah, I felt kind of defensive over Mason Graham and some of the stuff that was being volleyed in his direction, which I thought was patently ridiculous. All right, back to the Cavs. Here we go. Josh and Berea. Hello. Josh.
You hear me? You hear me? Huh?
What? You got to get on there. What?
All right. Sorry. I had a connection issue.
All right. Here we go. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, Cavs in seven, baby. Flip the switch. We got nothing left. I mean, we just lost by 40, 20, if you want to be exact. Come on. Flip the switch. We're going to talk about trade talk.
You're not going to call for flipping the switch. You can't just call for flipping the switch. I'm not flipping the switch.
He's chanting.
Flip it! You want to flip it. Come on, Ken.
No.
I don't think I've ever seen Kenny further away from flipping a switch.
No. Oh, she doesn't know what this means.
Well, anyway, then you're going to have to hold it down.
I didn't hear the rest of the call. I don't know what he wanted.
We're not flipping the switch. You lose the game by 20. Down by 41 at half.
Yeah, when you're down by 41 at the half, there's no...
I got injury gate and whether or not that was real or not.
God.
No, there's no switches being flipped. You don't deserve the switch to be flipped. Not today. You might be able to talk me into it tomorrow. But I would imagine no. Gio in Cleveland. Yellow.
Hey, first of all, we couldn't flip that switch because the meter's been pulled, blanked off, and there's no power to it. So even if you wanted to pull the switch, nothing's going to happen. This is just a fair weather fan. This is what makes it hard to watch the NBA. These guys pretty much motorboated through the season, motorboated through Miami, and then once again, Cleveland basketball team, we're talking about getting muffed up. I mean, these guys are getting mugged. Let's be honest with you. It's playoff basketball. They are absolutely getting mugged. And no one is doing anything. And I believe it was Lima that called Max Strus our enforcer. And I literally spit my coffee out because I'm like, you cannot wear a headband like that in Cleveland and be called an enforcer. Next thing you know, he's going to be buying a house in Ohio City and a Tesla. We just can't. I'm just saying.
What's his craft beer of choice?
Yeah, what's his? Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Does he take his dog to the brewery?
Right, brew dog, let's go, man. You know, maybe he has the poop bag. I don't know. Maybe he has like a little collection bag for him. I'm not sure. You can't be an enforcer and act that way. We need some guys with maybe a little bit of questionable character. Like who do we hate in Cleveland the most? Who's the guy that we can't stand from the Golden State Warriors? This guy's kicking guys in the crotch. He's doing stuff that we just don't. Listen, I love Jared Allen, but I don't read my cat's poetry in my spare time. I'm just saying. If that's what your personality is, you're not going to get down there and rough people up. He's an amazing basketball player. but somebody called earlier and you guys made fun of him for suggesting we put Tristan Thompson in.
Wait. Well, yeah, Tristan Thompson getting foul, like getting rebounds and stuff. Tristan Thompson's old as the hills.
Ken Carman, you were the sixth man at Perry High School on the basketball team. When your coach needed five fouls, Carman was coming in the game to rough some boys up. No. You put your shorts on one leg at a time. Well, you get in there, and you know, you rough some guys up. Your role was.
I never played basketball for Perry High School. I'll tell you this, and Gio, thank you for the call. I would, now, if I were asked to be the enforcer on that basketball team in high school basketball, which I don't necessarily condone such a thing, but if I had to, I would have. My generation had no problems getting in fights at school.
I still would love, can we put up a poll question, Mitch, on can you be an enforcer if you wear a headband?
He's going to do that.
He should. I would like to know the answer to that.
Mike and Stowe, hello.
Because he's been our enforcer.
Good morning, guys. It's psychological. We're just getting beat in the brain. They are smarter than us. They understand how to get under our skin. They're doing it. Just got to be smarter than the other guy. It's not about just cutting his legs out. You just got to get in his head. And if you're not on that kind of mission when you're trying to be accomplish something, you're going to lose. And puking's okay. I puked once after I finished a triathlon. And you know what? I broke my record from the year before. I puked. I was happy as heck. Sometimes it just happens. Doesn't mean a damn thing about the football player.
It's called puke and rally.
It's just more of that Cleveland stuff, guys. Everybody's just trying to jump on something little. We're easy to pick on, and it's easy to do. But, you know, man, I hope that team responds tomorrow night. They just go out there and punch them in the mouth.
They
please,
better.
Please.
Well, thank you for the call. It's
they
already
did,
up.
They did two-hand the shove them in the chest.
The poll is already up.
Oh,
can
good.
You be an enforcer and wear a headband?
It's a fair question.
Big thanks to everybody who joined us today. I'm trying to think of a tough guy who wore a headband. I really can't. No, Ben Wallace wore a headband. Ben Wallace wore a headband.
I literally just tweeted that at the poll.
Yep.
I like that.
Ben That's Wallace right. wore a headband. That's right. Did you really, Mitch? That's crazy.
Yep.
He was absolutely an enforcer.
Did Rasheed Wallace wear a headband
too? He did.
Too?
Yes.
Yeah. Rasheed was a hard ass. Ben Wallace was a hard ass. Guys named Wallace are hard asses. Rusty Wallace, Ben Wallace, Rasheed Wallace.
Mike Wallace, 60 Minutes.